I'm not afraid. Okay, so don't have a great, it's not a long message today. But we want, wanted to just talk a little bit, very, very briefly, something that I think all of us
This is kind of almost a simplified message.
Okay, so what I want you to do, who wants to help me? What's your help?
Ashley!
Hi.
Does
anyone
want
to do it? Okay, what I want you to do is I want you to back in the floor.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Anybody else want to try to back in the floor?
じゃあ、次できる。スナップ。はい。じゃあ、次できる。スナップ。はい。じゃあ、次できる。スナップ。はい。じゃあ、次できる。スナップ。はい。じゃあ、次できる。スナップ。はい。じゃあ、次できる。スナップ。はい。じゃあ、次できる。スナップ。はい。じゃあ、次できる。スナップ。はい。じゃあ、次できる。スナップ。はい。じゃあ、次できる。スナップ。はい。じゃあ、次できる。スナップ。はい。じゃあ、次できる。スナップ。はい。じゃあ、次できる。スナップ。はい。じゃあ、次できる。スナップ。はい。じゃあ、次できる。スナップ。はい。じゃあ、次できる。スナップ。はい。じゃあ、次できる。スナップ。はい。じゃあ、次できる。スナップ。はい。じゃあ、次できる。スナップ。はい。じゃあ、次できる。スナップ。はい。じゃあ、次できる。スナップ。はい。じ
今日の聖書の箇所は
これなのね。
Jesus said, He said, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all of Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the
earth.
Many of us, God seems very, very, very far off. We try to look and we can't find
him.
We go to school and we can't, we're having trouble in school and we're like, oh, I can't think of anything. God, help me. But he seems so far away. The people who Jesus was talking to, he was with them at this time. And he felt so much better because he was right beside them. He was right next to them for everything that they did. But he knew at some point in time he was going to have to say goodbye. And when he said goodbye, he promised something even more special. He promised a piece of himself that would grow right inside of our hearts. And that's what's going to give us power to live our everyday life.
So let me tell you a secret. So God is not
going
to
die. You know, sometimes if you don't live with that power, you have some very bad days.
I forget and I lose patience sometimes.
So what I'm telling you guys today is God is giving you the Holy Spirit and strength and power. That means when you're in school, you have the power to be smart, remember
things. It
gives you power to be kind to your friends. It gives you power to clean your bedroom. It gives power to be obedient to your parents. So today, so as you go into the next week or so, we should ask God to show you
how he's inside of your heart. Ask him to speak to you, not from out there, but inside your heart. And listen carefully to what he tells you. Because he'll always tell you what you need to hear. Lord Jesus, thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit. That we get to know you and understand your ways. And we get to have you as a part of us inside. In your name we pray, amen.
Amen. Okay. Okay, use the power, okay? Use the power, okay?
Alright.
Okay, then we welcome the next speaker and Jean-san.
Konnichiwa. Ohayou gozaimasu.
Ohayou
all my Japanese.
I don't know what it is.
I'm thankful that Amy is here. Amy and I work together with BGA. We've known each other for many years. Even before we came to Japan, every time I would come here, she would work with me and work live. So I'm glad that she could come today. She just got back from the United States. She's healthy. She's refreshed. But it's a blessing to be here. Where's Maz and Barbara? Oh, Barbara's not up. Okay, well. Usually when I get up to preach, I thought everybody was going to go upstairs. But you know, I want to say one thing Barbara said earlier. That's true. It's really amazing where the Spirit of God is. And I want to say, Maz, on behalf of, I think everybody feels this way, I want to thank you and Barbara for your leadership and for what y'all have done to get this off the ground and to pray it through. Because I know we could all look at this and say there's so much fruit here. We all attest to that fruit. But that doesn't make the job of leadership any easier.
So
just know that we love you guys. I got a little cough, excuse me. I want to tell you that Heather got to Atlanta, okay? Now, I was really concerned about the flight. She's flying with five kids. And I feel like the worst husband. Take my wife to the airport and then I don't get on the plane. Everybody's looking at me, what kind of a husband are you? But I did my part. Before we went to the airport, I got Noah. And Nicholas, and Mia, and Lily, set them down to the table. And I said, listen, I'm going to tell y'all something. Look at me. Everyone,
みんな私を見て、こうするのかってみんな見ました。アトランタに飛行機が着いたら、
I'm gonna call your mother.
お母さんにちゃんと電話しますよ。
If I get a bad report,
お母さんから悪い報告があったら、
It's gonna be a spike. I said, I don't want any fight.
だから飛行機の中で喧嘩しないで。
I don't want any arguing.
いろんな論争をしないで。
Now, mommy's got to be focused on Micah.
お母さんはマイカで忙しいから。
The only thing I want to hear about the four of y'all, how you help.So now we negotiate. She looked at me. This is what she said. Who's going to give the spank? You or mom? I said, I'm going to give it.
私だよって言いました。
She said, oh, you get much worse, thank you.
そう、ひどいと言いました。
So, I did ask. Heather said the children were angels on the
floor.
So, Heather, I need to start giving more spankings. Or you're going to have to up your game. But they're having a good time, and you know, her heart is here with everyone. And she's already looking forward to coming back. Well, there's been a lot of, the worship and prayers and all this that got us ready for this message.
So
I want to pray real quick. Lord, I just want to thank you for your blessings.
本当にあなたの祝福を心から感謝いたします。
Thank you, Father, for your Holy Spirit.
そしてあなたの霊を心から感謝します。
Thank you, Lord, that you are a power.
そしてあなたが力の主であることも感謝します。
Father, you know every need that is represented here today.
そして私たちここに集まった一人一人のあなたが必要をご存知であることを知っています。
You know those that are hurting.
心が痛んでいる方を知っています。
You know those that have pain.
そして痛みのある人もあなたはご存知です。
You know those that are financially in need.
そして経済的に必要を覚えている人もご存知です。
You know those that, that have health needs.
そして健康の必要な人もあなたはご存知です。
And Father, we just ask that your Holy Spirit would give us a touch.
どうぞ聖霊によってその人たち一人一人に触れてください。
With what we need, Father.
私たちに必要なものに触れてください。
By the blood of Christ, we come to you.
そしてイエス様の血によって、
and it's in that blood that we ask, Father,
その血によってあなたにお願いをいたします。どうぞこのところあなたの臨在で満たしてください。
And we didn't come here just to hear a sermon.
私たちはただ今朝メッセージを送るために来たのではありません。
And we came here today because we want you to do something.
というのはあなたが何かをしてほしいから私たちが集まってまいりました。
Do something in us.
私たちの
牛
の中で、
so、we leave,
ですからこう出るときに私たちを変わったものとして出ることができるように、
in Jesus name.
イエス様の皆によってお祈りいたします。
Amen. Amen. I don't know if y'all heard about this story. I don't know if I'm going to tell this story. Some of y'all may have heard of it.
このストーリーは皆さん聞いたことがあるかもしれません
ね。Many years ago, there was a miner that lived in California.
何年も前のことですけれども、こういう方がカリフォルニアに住んでいました。
A poor, he didn't have any money.
とても貧乏な方でお金は
ほとんどありません。He took everything he had. He lived in a shack up in the mountains in California, and he
just ran for gold. そして彼の家の中でもう本当に貧しい生活をしていました。
He spent his whole life looking all over this land for gold where he was living.
この中でなんかこうゴールドがあるんじゃないかとこう今までずっと探して生きてきた。
But he never found anything of substantial.
でもとても大切なものはその中で何も見つかりません。
He found a little bitty nuggets here and there, and it was enough to keep him living and keep him fed.
ちょっとだけ価値のあるものがあって、それでまあ養われてきたというもので。
He never found anything that was of substantial value.
本当に価値のある、本当に価値のあるものは何も生涯見つからなかったんですね。
So he died.
で彼は亡くな
ります。And when he died, there was no family.
で亡くなっても家族は誰もいません。
So that land, it was a little small part of land, was held in like a holding with the state.
でそれでそこはですね、その州が持って、まあ、州の保存のもとにあるということになりました。
For many years, that shack was just up on the mountain.
それでその山の上でいる本当に山小屋のものが長い間そのまま残されていたわけです。
And then one day, somebody bought it from the state.
である時に州からある方がそのところを買いました。
And they were going to dig and build something there. I don't know what they were building. Maybe a big house.
そしてそのところを掘りましてね、大きなお家を建てようと思ったんです。
So they knocked the house down.
で、小屋を壊しまして。
And they brought the equipment in.
いろんな機材を持ってきました。
And within 30 minutes of digging,
で30分ほど掘ってみましたら、
they uncovered one of the largest gold reserves in California.
カリフォルニアでも一番大きないわゆる金の埋蔵庫というものを見つけたんです。
This man lived his whole life.
この方は生涯を尽くして生活をしていたんですが、
とても
大切な宝の上に自分は住んでいた。
Never knew it.
でも知らなかった。
Now, many years ago,
長年前に、
a survey was done.
ちょっと調査がなされました。
United States, what's your greatest fear in life?
そしてアメリカでですね、あなたの人生にとって一番の最大の恐れは何ですかという調査
でした。And I was a part of this survey, so I got to be a part of all the research. 私は
その調査員の一人でしたので、その調査の中に加わることができたんです。
Thousands of people were surveyed.
何千人という方に対して調査を行いました。
And we looked at the results.
その結果を見ました。
The greatest fear.
最大の恐れというのは何か。
Was not that I'm going to lose my job.
私の仕事がなくなったということではありません。
The greatest fear was not that I'm going to lose my health.
あるいは健康がなくなってしまったということ
ではありません。The greatest fear was not that my spouse is going to leave me.
あるいは私の妻が夫が私を捨てるんじゃないかということでもありません。
Now that's what I was thinking that would be there.
まあそうだろうと私は思っていたんですね。
The greatest fear was this.
でも最大の恐れはこういうものでした。
93%
93%
of the people responded to this being their greatest fear.
93% の人が最大の恐れと答えたのは、
to live their life
人生を生きて、
in such a way,
このような方法で生きて、
that at the end of their life,
最後に、
they would realize,
やっと分かったことが、
I gave my life for nothing.
私は何もないもののために人生を捧げてきたということです。
You see, when you're 90 years old, you just have to, you just look back.
もし90歳ですって振り返ってみました。
All you can do is look back.
90歳ですから振り返ることしかできません。
Nothing you can do about your future because actually you don't have much future.
将来と言ってもあまりありませんから、その振り返ることしかできない。
And I don't want to end up in heaven.
そういう感じで私は天国に行った時に、
you know what my greatest fear?
私の最大の恐れというのは、
someday I'm gonna go to heaven.
いつか天国に行って、
well, no, I am gonna go to heaven. That's not fear. My fear is, my concern is what's gonna happen.
私の心配は何が起こるだろうか。
Because the Bible says, now we know only in part.
私たちは今聖書の中でほんの少ししか知らないのですよと書か
れています 。
その時に、
we shall know fully as we're fully known.
私たちは全部知ることになると記されているからです。
The Bible says, now we see a reflection as in a mirror.
私たちは今は鏡の中でその反射されるものしか見ていない。
But then,
しかしその時には、
we're going to see face to face.
私たちは顔と顔を合わせて全てを見るんだ。
So when I go before the Lord,
ですから私が主の前に立った時に、
I don't want to find out.
私はこういうことを見つけたくないんですね。
Everything that was in my fingertips.
私のそのこの手の中にある全てのもの、
all the treasure,
全ての宝。
I don't want to find out that, hey, I could have been Superman, I could have flown.
スーパーマンになって飛ぶことができたのに。
You know? But I've decided I was going to be a little sparrow.
まあ、小さな小さな、
and just get all that, keep the tracker off the ground. You could have been an eagle.
忘れようでいることができたのに。
She settled for being a sparrow.
でもほんの小さな娘としての生活しかしていない。
I don't want to have any surprises.
そのようなサプライズは私は天国にいてもしたくない。
Now the Bible says this.
聖書ではこう書いています。
Proverbs 25:2.
箴言の25の2節に。
It is the glory of God.
神様のそれは栄光です。
Conceal a matter.
そしてこのことについては、
But it's the glory of kings.
でも王の栄光とは何か、
to search out of it.
それはそのものを求めていくということ。神様の栄光というものは、そのことをシールすること。王の栄光というものは、それを求めていくことである。ですから神様は、その御言葉の中でたくさんのことを持っておられる。
And one thing I've learned, you've heard that by that scripture in John 8:32.John 8:32 says, "You shall know the truth."
あなたはその時真理を知るでしょう。
And the truth will set you free.
その真理であなたは自由になるでしょう。
So that's true.
本当ですね。
So here's what you got to realize.
でもその中でこのことを認識してください。
It's only
ただ
the truth you know.
真理しか私たちは知ることはできない。
That will set you free.
その真理で私たちは知
る。There's a lot of truth in this Bible.
この聖書の中にはたくさんの真理
が But if you don't know it.
でももし皆さんがそれを知らなければ、
I don't know it,
そして私がそれを知らなければ、
it won't set me free.
私を自由にすることはできないので。
And here's another thing.
でもう一つのことがあります。
Believing something
何かを信じるということ
does not make it true.
それで真理がわかるわけではありません。
You can believe something and have a belief.
何かを信じて信仰を持ったとしても、
and you can swear that's true.
それが真理だということをいくら言ったとしても、
that doesn't make it true.
それが真理を、それを信じとすることはできないので。
This is the truth.
この聖書が真理なんです。
And it's only the truth that we know.
そして私たちの知っているその真理しか
that sets us free.
私たちを自由にすることはできない。
So when I became a Christian,
私がクリスチャンになりました。
I know we all had different journeys.
いろいろな旅をしてクリスチャンになったと思いますが、
I don't know where everybody is here on that journey.
そういう旅路のどこにあるかわかりません
か。My journey, I grew up in church.
私の旅としては教会の中で。
I was born and raised in church, went to Sunday school, went to church.
日曜日に教会学校に行き、教会に行きました。
But I figured out a way not to, I didn't want to become a Christian because all I saw was religion.
クリスチャンには内側なかったんですね。宗教しか見えませんでした。
And I got saved when I was 16.
で、16歳の時に私は救われました
。But now, when I came to Christ, one of the things that I felt, that, you know, this is the way I interpreted this thing called Christianity.
救われた時に私はクリスチャンになってこう感じたんですね。
There's this Trinity.
三位一体というのがある。
Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.
父なる神、子なる聖霊なる神、子なる神。
But even though the Bible says the three are one and they're all the same,
聖書の中で三つは一つが同じだというけれども、
you really just need to focus on God and Jesus.
でも神様、イエス様にフォーカスしなきゃいけない。
This Holy Spirit, He's kind of in there with them, and by focusing on Jesus,
聖霊というのはこの辺り
にあって、He'll be there and He's there and
神様とかイエス様に集中するんだと思ったんですね。
And so、I didn't understand the of the Holy Spirit.
それだけで私はその聖霊の大切さというのは分からなかったんです。
I didn't understand this untapped power that we have in the Holy Spirit.
そして本当に聖霊の中に私たちがまだ利用していない力があるということが分からなかったんです。
There is power.
聖霊の中には力があります。それは聖霊です。
There's power. It changes things.
そしてその聖霊の力で変えられるんです。
It changes things. This gospel.
この福音は、
If you read the book of Acts,
使徒の働きを読んでいただきますと、
That's the gospel.
それが福音です。
You read this book of Acts.
使徒行伝を読んでください。
Read the sermons in here.
そしてその中には説教を読んでください。
There are seven sermons.
使徒行伝の中には7つの説教がある。
You study that,
それを学んでいて、読んでみてください。
Now that's the gospel.
それが福音です。
Now, if you take anything out of this gospel, there's not power in it. If you try to make this a Japanese gospel, it's not going to be powerful.
そうなると力がなくなってしまいます。
You try to make it a political gospel,
あるいは政治的な福音にしてしまっても、
It's not going to be power.
力がありません。
Take anything away from the gospel.
ですから福音から何も取り去ることはできない。
Study,
でも
福音を学んで、the book of Acts,
いただき、その行伝を学んでいただきますと、
and study the power of the Holy Spirit.
聖霊の力を学んでいただきたいと思うのです。
It'll change.
それで人々が変えられていくのです。
Now,One thing I want to say is you read the scriptures like Damon read or the, I think somebody's read them today. Nimi will read in Japanese Acts 1 through
8.
And then I'll read in English.
しかし聖霊があなた方の上に臨まれるとき、あなた方は力を受けます。そしてエルサレム、ユダヤとサマリアの全土、および地の果てにまで私の証人となります。
Okay, I composed Theophilus about all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day when he was taken up to heaven. After he had by the Holy Spirit given a word to the apostles whom he had chosen.To these he also presented himself alive after his suffering, by many convincing proofs appearing to them over a period of 40 days, and speaking of the things concerning the kingdom of God. Gathering them together, he commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for what the Father had promised, which, he said, you heard of from me, for John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now.So when they had come together, they were asking him, saying, Lord, is it at this time you're restoring the kingdom of Israel? He said to them, it is not for you to know the times or epochs which the Father has fixed his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses, both in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and even to the remotest part of the earth. The first part of that struck me,
一章の1節から8節までを先ほど先生がお読みいたしました。最初の部分ですけれども、驚いたことがあります。
Jesus says, look, there's a promise. What I promised you is coming. Wait, don't leave.
で、来るという約束があるから、このところ離れないで待っていなさいという約束です。
And the people who had been with him, his disciples, who had taught, who trained,
で、弟子たち、イエス様と一緒に過ごし、訓練を受けた人たちです。
It went over their head.
でそれは本当に彼らにとっては理解できないことでした。
Going, you mean you're going to restore the kingdom of Israel?
もう一度イスラエルで国を回復されるんです。再興されるのです。
It's going to do something about what I see. During interpreting that thing, how it's going to impact my world today and how I live. All through the Gospels, it's like Jesus is talking up here. And the disciples were down here. And that's true today. I draw close to the Lord. He helps me see things differently. He said, no, you don't worry about that. Don't worry about that stuff. The Holy Spirit is coming. And when that comes, when that happens, things are going to change. I thought it was interesting. He said, listen, guys, I interpret it like this. I know you guys mean well.
I appreciate your energy.
But don't go do anything.
But don't go do anything.
In fact, don't.